That's with my friend and colleague Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're speaking of Oceania and three particular states in Oceania that are independent and sovereign and yet have entered into security arrangement with the U.S. in the event of conflict in the Pacific. This is the Marshalls, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau. Cleo, the risks are obvious, especially because the bellicosity increases out of Beijing. You mentioned Kiribati before, having to do with the Soviet Empire. I note how ironic it is that Kiribati is now said to be vulnerable to Chinese influence. Is that the same in the Marshalls or the Micronesia or Palau? Are they vulnerable to Chinese influence peddling?
Yes, there's been enormous, in all three, enormous efforts by the Chinese. So in the case of Marshalls and Palau, they recognize Taiwan, which gives them a layer of security. It means they don't have a Chinese embassy, and those Chinese embassies function as, of course, influence operation bases and spy bases. But what you're seeing on the ground is, in the case of Palau, the Chinese deliberately built up the tourism sector, sent in went from almost zero Chinese tourists, over 50% of the tourist market being Chinese, and then pulled all of the tourists out all at once and explicitly said the tourists wouldn't come back unless Palau de-recognized Taiwan. Palau, their leadership stood up to them in that case, but yet they have an election coming up in November, and the pressure on the ground is very high. They've now got daily flights coming in from Macau. You know, this is a country with a population of 18,000 people, and the amount of sort of Chinese money going in order to try to influence things is very high. Same in the Marshall Islands. But I'd also, just to make a quick jump back, this also affects the U.S., because if you remember, there are four areas involved. There are these three countries and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, which voted to become part of the U.S., but has the same history up to that point as the others. It was part of the Japanese Empire. It was part of the Trust Territory time. And then it joined the U.S., but that doesn't mean that it's immune from this sort of Chinese influence. And CNMI, this area, Commonwealth of Northern Mariana, is where you have Saipan and Tinian, and where the Air Force is putting in a divert airfield, was the location of massive Chinese casino, which was running more money than the casinos in Macau, and currently is the only place in the United States where Chinese can arrive without a visa. If they're there for tourism or short-term business, they can arrive in CNMI in the United States without a visa, and there's reports of them, in fact, they've been found guilty, of getting on boats and sneaking into Guam, of buying American driver's licenses, of using the U.S. Postal Service for distributing drugs. And the reason that it's so important to keep the CNMI element of these three countries is there's a lot of crossover. So there was just a Chinese murder in Palau, and one of the Chinese who's been accused of killing this other Chinese person was carrying CNMI, which means American, ID. So this Chinese organized crime element, which you see underpinning the Chinese influence operations across the region, has an easy entry point through the United States, of all places, and is perpetuating, at least in, as we can see in Palau, across the region in a way that can undermine the entire premise of the Compacts of Free Association.
We have about a minute, Cleo, and you've been in Washington recently. You were there to shepherd this piece of legislation that is now confirmed. Is Washington aware of this vulnerability now? Is that how we can regard the vote in Congress?
So I'd say observe rather than shepherd. And what I observed was something that was really very heartening. This is not something that would get members of Congress votes. Most American voters have never heard of these countries. But there was a degree of bipartisanship and camaraderie to get this thing through that was really heartening. The staffers worked incredibly hard. There was no opposition from any corner of Congress. And you know, Taiwan didn't go through, Ukraine didn't go through, Israel didn't go through, but this went through. And it was, I think, a testament to the 100,000 men who died in the Pacific Theater in World War II that the U.S. didn't forget them and their sacrifice that made this unbelievable relationship, deep relationship with the people of this part of the Pacific possible.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, on Oceania and this particular piece of Oceania at risk. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.